This is Pastor Dale Swartz, and I welcome you to the Voice of Tomorrow broadcast. I pastor the Litchfield Church of God, and I'm the founder of Kingdom Ministries Incorporated. Kingdom Ministries was designed and created to simply and clearly proclaim the message of God's kingdom that's found in Scripture. There will be an address at the end of this broadcast that you can write to. And I would encourage you to write to me and give me your feedback, your comments and questions, because the kingdom of God is a message that was on the lips of Jesus the Messiah throughout his ministry. Yet the kingdom of God is a message that you don't hear too much preached in pulpits today, whether in a local church, on radio or television. And I'm going to be teaching you from the Scriptures the Word of God. I want you to hear this simple message about God's coming kingdom. The goal of the Voice of Tomorrow is to teach this biblical message with simplicity and clarity. The Bible doesn't have to be difficult. One of the things I'd like you to clearly understand is the Bible does not contradict itself. It does not contradict itself. And so if you see something written in one part of Scripture, and then you read something else that seems to say something totally different, then the Bible needs to be looked at as a whole in its context so that it can clearly be understood. One of the things that you and I will be sharing will be passages from both the Old Testament and the New Testament. In order to clearly understand the Bible, simply, I'm going to challenge you to study the Scriptures for yourselves. The Voice of Tomorrow broadcast is here for you to listen and to learn, and I want to encourage you to become students of God's Word. I'm going to be talking periodically about the Hebrew Bible. And all the Hebrew Bible is the Old Testament, for that's the Scriptures that Jesus had. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John hadn't been recorded yet. They hadn't been written. But they record the life of Jesus. Then the book of Acts picks up the message of the spread of Christianity as the Holy Spirit worked through the lives of the apostles. Jesus in the New Testament gives a picture of hope for a future kingdom, a future age, an age that is future to our day. And he speaks about it so often in Scripture. It's more than just 3 days' work. It's more than the message of the gospel is more than just Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. Time and time again, in the New Testament, you read Jesus talking to his followers and talking to the church leaders about a kingdom and giving a parable. The kingdom of God is like, or the kingdom of heaven is like. And he's talking about the kingdom of God. And we're going to be learning about what that kingdom really is. But I want to challenge you to get a Bible, and I will be asking you to do this week by week, to get a Bible, to get a pencil and paper, and to write down the passages that I refer to, because I want you to be able to write these down and go back and check out the passages that I'm sharing with you, that you can re-examine those passages to see what the Scripture is really telling you. One verse I want you to look at first is 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. In this passage in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15, I'm using the New American Standard. You can use whatever translation you want. I'm comfortable with that. I'll be referring sometimes to Greek terms to help clarify your understanding, because the Bible needs to be looked at in the frame of reference that Jesus saw the Scriptures. He used the Hebrew Bible. That's all he had. And if we look at the Scriptures from a Hebrew perspective. You're going to get a clearer understanding of how Jesus saw the Scriptures, what they said, and what he meant. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, it says, "To be diligent and present yourselves, approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth." Paul is writing to Timothy, his son in the faith. He's talking to Timothy, and he tells Timothy that he needs to study. He needs to be diligent in looking at the Scriptures. And this is a passage I think can relate not only from Paul to Timothy, but a passage that the Scriptures are saying to you and me also, that we need to study the Scriptures. The King James Version says, "Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." The Bible can be understood, but sometimes there is difficulty when you see passages that seemingly may contradict each other. That's why you need to look at a context. You can't take one verse, yank it out of its passage, out of its context, and build a whole world of theology around that verse and ignore what's before it or after it. And Paul tells Timothy here that he needs to study. He needs to become a student of God's Word. And I want you to become a student of God's Word as well. And I'm going to encourage you to read your Bible, to read these passages, re-examine what I'm sharing with you, that you might be able to understand the Scriptures. Another passage I'd like you to write down is the book of Acts in chapter 17. And Paul the Apostle made a number of missionary journeys. And when he took these journeys, he was establishing congregations in the known world. He traveled around for a number of years. He made several journeys, three or four journeys. Some consider his final journey his fourth missionary journey. He was under arrest at the time. But on one of his journeys, and the book of Acts records these trips that he took, he was establishing churches. He was establishing small congregations wherever he went, teaching and preaching the message of Jesus Christ, the message of hope, a message of the coming of kingdom of God. And we'll be talking a great deal about that. But I want to focus your attention just for next couple moments then on chapter 17 of Acts and verses 10 and 11. Some of the cities that Paul went to are recorded here. In verse 10, it says, "The brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away to Berea. And when they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the Scriptures daily to see whether these things were so." When I was growing up as a young boy, one of the things that we had in our church was a youth group that we called ourselves the Bereans. And it came from this passage of Scripture. The Bereans were, as said here in Acts 17, 10 and 11, the Bereans were more noble. The people from the city of Berea were more noble-minded than those from the city of Thessalonica. The people in Berea, the reason they were more noble, and Paul mentions this, is because they received the word with great eagerness, and they also examined the Scriptures daily to see if these things were so. In other words, the people heard Paul preach. They heard him teach. They heard what he was saying, but they didn't take his word verbatim. They didn't say that he preached error. It said the re-examining of the passage clarifies that they searched the Scriptures to see, is this really true? It was a new message, a message about Jesus Christ, and they were learning something that they hadn't heard before. And so these people in the city of Berea studied the Scriptures. It says they studied the Scriptures to see if these things were so, and they did it daily. I want you to become a student of the Scriptures, a student of God's Word. And that's why I will, time after time, every week, encourage you to get a Bible, or get a piece of paper and a pen and pencil and write these verses down, that you can examine and re-examine these verses in their context to verify what I'm telling you is Bible scriptural truth. The Voice of Tomorrow is dedicated to teach and preach the coming kingdom of God. It's coming. It is something that is real. It's literal. And it is the hope that the Bible has for you. It's an exciting message. And I want you to become a student of God's Word, to become a Berean, if you will, to become an individual who studies the Scriptures daily. And if you are a regular attender at a local church, that's good. I'm going to encourage you to listen to what I have to share with you, to write the verses down, share them with those you know. And I challenge you, if there's something new that you haven't heard before, don't just throw it away, but look at the context and to verify the words here. And I encourage you to write to me. You can write to me at email address is dale@kingdomministriesinc.net. Write to me at that address, and there will be a website given to you at the end of this broadcast, and I encourage you to check it out, and I challenge you to search the Scriptures for yourself. And if there's things that you haven't heard, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Look at the Scriptures, because there are things the Bible is teaching that has not been heard in many churches around the country. And I encourage you to look at this message and study this message of the kingdom of God. It is a message that was on the heart and lips of Jesus. It's vital to him. It has to be vital to us. It's throughout the Gospels as Jesus taught the coming kingdom of God. And I encourage you to study the Scriptures and become a student of his Word. May God bless you as you search his Word.